All right, I'm sitting at the Haas Promenade. Richard and Rhoda Goldman, center between the United Nations and the Haas Promenade, the Peace Forest, goes all down the ridge. And I was looking for the plaque that used to declare that this was the Hill of Evil Council, and now the High Priest Caiaphas lived up here, who condemned Yeshua, the Mashiach, to death, and it's been removed. Whoa! And so anyway, there's a tunnel, and I really felt like, okay, God wanted me to see this. This is an ancient tunnel, and it's an aqueduct route that skirted around the ridges and valleys. And this particular ridge, a detour of 4 kilometers, the aqueduct passes underneath the ridge via a 400-meter-long tunnel. Excavating the tunnel was a complex feat of engineering. It would appear that the tunnel was designed to shorten the distance of the aqueduct and thereby increase the gradient to ensure a smooth flow of water. And this is interesting in light of what we've been praying when we went down to the Dead Sea about the waters, because furthermore, it says the fourth shaft going from south to north is the deepest of all 6 shafts that descended from ground level into the ancient tunnel. The shaft is 43 meters deep. It was quarried from the floor of a reservoir belonging to the settlement that was there during the Hasmonean period, the first century before the Common Era. The fact that the reservoirs there saved excavating 7.5 meters, and it is possible that this was the reason why the shaft was placed in this very site. So the whole point of this is that the lower aqueduct to Jerusalem formed part of a system of 4 ancient aqueducts that brought water to Jerusalem from the Hebron Hills. The lower aqueduct was built during the Hasmonean period, first century before the Common Era, to bring the water from En Etzion and Solomon's pools to the temple on Mount Moriah. The aqueduct no longer functioned after the second temple was destroyed. Generations later, the aqueduct was intermittently restored and abandoned until the early 20th century. The water flowed by gravity, caused by a very gentle gradient, over the aqueduct's 23-kilometer stretch. There was a difference in height of only 30 meters, in other words, an average drop of 1 meter in height for every 770 meters in length. And this is interesting because now Jerusalem and Hebron is fed off of a water system that comes out of the Galilee. But in ancient times, Jerusalem, until, of course, the earthquake, during Jesus' time in the first century, wrecked it, flowed from Hebron. And this is an interesting piece of information for speculative thought and prayer. So Lord, I just close up my time of prayer. I know you asked me to do a 2-hour watch on Mount of Olives and an hour watch here on the Haas Promenade. And so here we are overlooking the Judean hills, the hills of Jerusalem. All the mountains surround Jerusalem. It's very mountainous, very hilly. I thank you for this time. I thank you for orchestrating my steps. I thank you for all that you've done, all the prayers you've answered, all the revelation that you've conducted and opened up the path before me. You hedge us up behind. We hear this voice that says, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you go either to the right or the left. Lord, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And the angels cried, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, who was and is to come. The whole earth shall be filled with his glory. And Lord, you also said to me a couple months ago, you said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Praise your great and holy name.